Out of the 93 sites where the VAIG has been looking into scheduling issues, it's only closed the books on 12 facilities so far. But Richard Griffin, the department's acting inspector general, says what his investigators have found so far largely mirrors the practices his office condemned in a report on the Phoenix system last month. Griffin says managers at 13 different hospitals have lied to investigators during the course of the probe. Nonetheless, the office has discovered so far that at 42 different medical facilities, patient schedulers were falsifying wait times by claiming that the next available appointment date was actually the date the patient wanted, making it appear that there was no waiting time involved at all. In a similar maneuver, at least 19 facilities had been routinely canceling their patients' appointments and rescheduling them for the exact same time. And the IG has found 16 facilities so far that kept their own off-the-books waiting lists to make sure that the actual waits weren't visible to VA headquarters.
Frankly, when something is going on for as many years, not everywhere, but at a number of the facilities, it almost becomes the accepted way of doing scheduling. And again, when you have lowest-level employees involved in scheduling, and they come in as a new hire and somebody says, this is how we do it, they may not realize that someone's telling them the improper way to do it. So it's a combination of things. The bottom line is, who's in charge? And when you get a policy directive from VHA, do you enforce it or do you ignore it? I think that's the bottom line.
In testimony before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee on Tuesday, Griffin stopped short of saying that VA's headquarters knew the depth of the deceptive scheduling practices, but he suggested that top officials knew or should have known that there was at least something amiss. Earlier, VA guidance had required local managers to certify that they were in full compliance with department policies designed to make sure that the department had an accurate view of true patient waiting times, in part by banning local practices that did not use VA's centralized electronic wait list. But in May of last year, VA decided to waive that certification requirement for all of 2013 in an apparent recognition that its field staff couldn't or wouldn't comply.
That happens when there's a failure of leadership. We're not just talking about Phoenix. We have reported on this problem for 9 years. Excellent policies were, in fact, published and sent out. You have to follow through. Wait times is not the only issue that we've reported on where VHA has promulgated policies to address our recommendations and sent them out and was supposed to be certified that they were followed. And they weren't. It's hard to explain the why of that, but when people do not follow the directive from their headquarters leadership and mislead them about it, there has to be a consequence.
Until this summer, VA evaluated the performance of its local executives in part based on whether or not they were meeting the department's goal of making sure that veterans waited no longer than 14 days for care. The department has since abolished that performance objective, acknowledging that it created a perverse incentive for local officials to game the system. But Griffin says the schemes local officials used were helped along by the fact that the staff who actually operate the scheduling system are employees at the lower end of the general schedule and don't have the training necessary to decide which patients need to be seen most quickly.
I believe there was an awareness in Phoenix based on some of the emails that we pulled and are included in our report that many people in the Phoenix hierarchy were aware that it wasn't doable. I'm sure you recall the email from our interim report where someone asked for an ethics review because our wildly important goal and the success that's being reported is smoke and mirrors, as was mentioned earlier. I think a big part of the equation for the fix, as opposed to what we all know happened, when you look at the initial point where a veteran has contact at the medical center, very often you have the lowest graded employees who might not be equipped to be able to triage, this veteran really needs to get in 14 days or 7 days or tomorrow or today versus this veteran can wait 30 days. I think in the private sector, you would probably have somebody with a little more clinical background to try and make that evaluation So you know who really does need to come in and who doesn't.
Robert McDonald, the new VA secretary, says one of the first things he's noticed about the department he now leads is that the staff members who have the most one-on-one contact with veterans are also the ones who occupy the lowest rungs of the GS system. He says the problem was made worse when the Office of Personnel Management downgraded several of VA's job descriptions into lower grades than they'd had before, cutting the pay rate of those positions by tens of thousands of dollars.
So I've told all of our operations that we need to take a look at those. And if those people really are our front line, working with our veterans every single day, we need to seek exceptions to that evaluation. I think we might not have done a great job of presenting the importance of those people. I mean, in any corporation, particularly one service-oriented, the people on the front line serving the customer are highly, highly, highly valued. So we're going back now and we're looking at that, and we're going to be looking to seek exceptions where we need them.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.